The Illinois Department of Children and Family Services, or DCFS, is facing more scrutiny after a string of child deaths earlier this year. But there's also optimism, a new administration, and a bunch more money will help lead to actual reform. WGLT's Ryan Denham spoke with State Representative Keith Sommer, the top Republican on the House Adoption and Child Welfare Committee. Sommer says he just got a visit at his Morton office from the director of DCFS, Mark Smith.
I think it speaks well for Director Smith, and I appreciate his willingness to start anew. And I think a lot of that he's talking about is not just a new or renewal of best practices with DCFS.
So what are some things that you learned during that conversation about the direction that Director Smith and the Pritzker administration overall are looking to take DCFS?
Well, since you mentioned the governor, I give governor credit for, as we were going through the process last spring and trying to figure out what to do, he empowered an agency, Chapin Hall, to do a study of DCFS and make some recommendations. And so the governor's involvement is much appreciated. Director Smith, I think, just started off, as I recall, saying that the agency wanted to refocus on safety. Said always it's been the policy of the agency that the safety of the child is of utmost importance, but the fact that he said that refocus on safety meant a lot to me. In fact, one of the things they've done since he took over, each employee of the agency and those who have direct access to children through as providers had to engage in a two-day safety seminar to refocus on the safety of the children. And that's one of the first things they did, and they will be following that up, they told me, every 6 months on a facet of their work, whether it be safety or some other thing that might be topical at that time. So they're not just going to let it set. Another thing they've done is newly updated their training of supervisors. I mean, you have the caseworkers, the field workers, and you have supervisors who work with them. It's always good to refresh ourselves. And professionally, we all go through that, and if you have a license with the state, you get retrained or you get an additional study every few years. And I think the department is doing that, and it's good to see retraining of supervisors. Number-wise, their budget was significantly increased for new hires. The goal was to hire 300 new people. As of Tuesday, when I spoke with the director, they had hired 202 people. So that's a great start. 20 of those are on the most important or a highly important hotline where they get initial contact about local cases from individuals who call in, and not just hiring people but training people on the hotline. And it's interesting to note that individuals who are hired, whether it be the 20 on the hotline, plus there's another 126 who provide the actual direct service to the individual, to the child or the family, all these candidates are not just a person off the street. They all have social welfare, child welfare, social worker, educational backgrounds. Glad to see that reinforced.
Were there any other structural changes that the DCFS director, Mark Smith, talked about?
One thing that the director did mention, administratively, some of the things they've done to change. Not all their new hires are direct service providers. Regionally, in the past, they've had an administrator per region who oversees generally what's happening maybe within that region or what's happening in a local office or if there are more cases, what's happening here. Well, to their credit, they've now broken that down to three jobs because that's a massive undertaking. So now they will have a regional administrator for investigations only into these type of cases we were talking about. So they have a full-time person who is a long-term professional in DCFS to look at those types of things individually, where it was just part of what the regional administrator's job before. The other individual will be dealing entirely with intact families, and how can we better address that, and what kind of dilemmas are we facing that we may not have looked at. So that's another good move. And the third person on the regional administrative level will be foster care. too often we think of DCFS and the immediate circumstance, but foster care is, well, where do we send the child? And that's a whole different realm. Do we find a family? Is there a family member? Are there people who take foster children under their wing? Are there institutions? There's a broad range. So now there's one person in each region who will be addressing that only. So I think that allows the higher administrative people in our what we call our regions or parts of the state to focus their attention on these separate areas, not just have one person just spread so thin.
As part of your sort of fact-finding here, in addition to meeting with Director Smith, you've mentioned that you recently also met with staff at DCFS here in Bloomington Normal. What were your impressions of coming out of that meeting and spending some time with, you know, frontline workers, those who are actually doing these jobs?
I was most appreciative of that opportunity. 2 hours with people who deal with this day in and day out. I have to admit, the DCFS office on Brown Street's in my district, yet I had never been in the office. I had taken Brown Street to connect between Market and Washington many, many, many times. It had never stopped in. But the dedication of these individuals, though we speak of turnover, there are a number of individuals that are long-term, and their dedication to their job, their sincerity, their willingness to talk. And I asked one of the workers, had been there some time. Sometimes you ask, well, what's the most difficult part? I thought, well, no, there's a lot of difficult parts to this job. What's the best part of the job? She had to think a while and realize, you know, it's when you have success, when you realize you really helped a family or really helped a kid, where it was not apparent that that was going to be the result. But all the dedication hours you put in, you made a difference and you feel good about that. So that allows you to go on for the next day or the next week or the next month because you saw that success.